This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Only 27 days out from the historic election. We are in the final countdown. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I talk about an information overload quickening. It has officially happened. In between Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com alone, I was up till 1 in the morning researching last night. I got up at 6 a.m., didn't even work out today, so I could just focus on all that's coming out with WikiLeaks, and my head is spinning. WikiLeaks has redeemed itself. They have released incredible information. And interestingly enough, Paul Watson is the guy up in the middle of the night every night churning this out. Out of the hundreds of huge pieces of news I have, the two top ones are emails that we first targeted and broke, which I'm very proud of Paul Watson. This latest data dump happened late last night. Paul's been on it all night long. Notice it's the top link on Drudge. Hates everyday Americans. That is in the email. We have it in her email that she hates everyday Americans. We already knew that. The bitter clingers that Obama talks about, the basement dwellers, the baristas that she talks about. And now, WikiLeaks bombshell, Hillary Clinton hates everyday Americans. Classic. We'll show TV viewers a document cam if you can right here. There is Hillary in her famous witch hat. And it really wasn't tongue-in-cheek yesterday when I said she's a literal demon, but I don't mean she's physically came out of hell and isn't a human. I'm saying she acts like a demon-possessed creature like Adolf Hitler. I mean, you know, these are evil, dark people. You can see it. You see it in their actions, but just the energy field around them. And the media's made a huge, big joke out of that. But everybody who's close to Hillary is horrified of her, and the emails all show that. She throws constant fits. She's vindictive. She's vicious. There's a trail of death behind her. And she, quote, hates everyday Americans. We're going to get into that in great detail. That article by Paul Joseph Watson with the WikiLeaks from April 2015, How Much She Hates Americans, is another one that broke last night. The Drudge Report had top story as well. Clinton campaign emails outlines effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Now, I want to explain something to you, folks. That is a quote. It actually says, we have an effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Remember what Gruber said? Thank God they don't pay attention and are so stupid. These are the people that have filed the Clinton campaign to fake with fake names, not Jane Doe, but totally fake names, Trump raped me suits, and now the same people with new Jane Doe names have filed another one. And the Trump campaign says, great, we hope we get served this time, because we're going to have sanctions on the people that bring this forward, the lawyers. This is totally fake. And they're spamming it all over the New York Times, you name it, and they're calling it Trump bragging about sexual assault. He said, no. These women come after you so hard, you could just grab them and they don't even get mad. It's a figure of speech saying they're, I mean, you look at these videos, the women glomming on them, they're just throwing themselves like it's Elvis Presley. You know, when he first got big in the 1950s and women are just throwing themselves with the Beatles. I mean, I'm not some Mr. Superstar, but let me tell you, it's actually not fun. Because I'm a family person and It's craven out there because folks will then throw themselves at you and then later, you know, say that you're throwing yourself at them. So it's a very, very dangerous road. It's what gets every great man in trouble in history generally. But comparing what Trump's done to this is just not even the same universe. Hillary's orders and orders and orders of magnitude worse. And the reason I keep plugging Drudge is InfoWars and Drudge are the reason in Breitbart we're even knowing about these leaks. Hillary, it's come out in new articles, WikiLeaks crisis continues, has ordered the media not to cover it, and most of them aren't. They're picking some little side issue and focusing on that to deceive their viewers.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. We are now only 27 short days out from the most important election in modern history. An election that may decide the fate, not just of our republic, but the world. Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of globalist-occupied Texas, now under FEMA Region 6. The United Nations is now publicly taking control of major police departments and local governments under Justice Department command. Open world government is being announced. The last vestiges of sovereignty are being swept away. Obama this week is ratifying on his own, without Congress, the Global Carbon Tax Treaty. You say he can't do that. They are doing it. And the permanent bureaucracy and the regional FEMA governors, not just here but in every other state controlled, has similar regional governors, are now in control. The UK discovered this in the last decade, that they were being taken under the control of the unelected group. They have begun to pull out, and economic terrorism is being used against them as we speak. Russia has begun to pull out in the last 20 years and has been under total economic and covert military attack. And now the United States is entering into the same position as we battle for the life of this republic. Make no mistake, the stakes could not be higher. And the globalists will call any nationalist, any patriot, a traitor to their country and claim that we're agents of some other foreign power when we're fighting a foreign globalist corporate combine that is dissolving the nation states as we speak. Okay, get ready. There is an information overload, as I said in the first segment, if you missed it. My head is spinning at this point. It's been reported in Politico, Fox News, you name it. It's all linked up on InfoWars.com. And DrudgeReport.com has undoubtedly the best coverage and easiest to find across the board when it comes to the actual news videos and articles to see it for yourself, and the WikiLeaks themselves. Armies of reporters pouring through them. Our reporters and researchers and investigative journalists pouring through it. Paul Watson's already found just incredible information I'm going to get to in a moment. But first off, the White House is involved. So is Hillary campaign. They are publicly telling media, do not treat this as a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Do not treat this, no. And of course, they ignore most of the FOIAs now, so notice people just go to hacking. This is illegal, and they're implying it's criminal if you cover WikiLeaks. This started 10 years ago when WikiLeaks first started leaking information. And they were saying, if you carry it, you know, you're going to be arrested. Well, folks in mass ignored them. And that's the essence of freedom. When you see something criminal, when you see globalists doing really bad things, and they're using national security to hide what they're doing, they must be exposed. That is our duty. So WikiLeaks releases another 1,100 emails from John Podesta in third data dump in just 5 days. Good. And imagine, this strategy is incredible. With 27 days left, now the word is WikiLeaks is going to start hitting like water torture every day. Bam, 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 bam. It is a feeding frenzy. And then right up to the election day, 10 data leaks. I mean, the pattern I'm seeing. It's an exponential growth curve. It shows WikiLeaks has some really smart advisors. I've got to say, I kind of blew up last week, everybody being trolled, but I get the fact he wasn't trolling us, he was trolling the MSM. Now, continuing, here's two of the big ones right now. WikiLeaks bombshell, Hillary Clinton hates everyday Americans, close quote. Campaign manager John Podesta, in shocking admission, this is unbelievable. It's on InfoWars.com right now. This is the article. Send to everyone you know. This is what my crew needs to be focused on. I rarely give a directive, but I'm saying we need to focus obviously on WikiLeaks, and we need to focus on the fact that we're bitter clingers. We're horrible baristas. What's wrong with that? That's a pretty high-paying blue-collar job. I know baristas that make 100 grand a year. They're good and charming at the right place. It's a hard job, too. The point is that it's insulting. Now, these folks that say you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning, but they're on jumbo jets. These are the ultimate elitists that want to make you poor so they can disdain you. They're the ultimate classist. And it goes on and ties in to everything else she and Obama and others have said. These are nasty people. Real libertarians, real constitutionalists want to make you wealthy. We want to build a prosperous nation. That's what America was about. This isn't new, elites keeping money and land away from the general public to control them. It's called feudalism. And it's been practiced by every culture from ancient Africa to ancient Japan to ancient China to ancient Europe to ancient Mesoamerica. It's the same thing. And every time you get a centralized class in, the Renaissance that built the structure then starts unraveling. And then there's a long decline. I mean, there were over 100,000 Aztec warriors when a couple hundred of Cortez's men showed up, and they just killed them. And it's because they were so decadent, so out of their minds, so completely out of control. And it's the same syndrome. WikiLeaks, bombshell, Hillary Clinton hates everyday Americans. Campaign manager John Podesta in shocking admission. New WikiLeaks, folks, I have hundreds of these. I don't know how I'm going to do this. The new WikiLeaks email released just moments ago includes a shocking admission by Clinton campaign manager John Podesta that Hillary Clinton has begun to hate everyday Americans. Wow. See, even their own people, I mean, we have Secret Service tell us this, high-level Democrats that have told me that they don't know why. I kind of made a joke about it since she's a demon. Yesterday, the media took it literal, that I made the joke literal, like literally Hitler. And I said, the word is she stinks. She's falling down all the time. She's meaner than ever, yelling, screaming. That's what two Secret Service agents say, an FBI agent say, and everybody, and the emails of everybody that know her says this woman is psychotic. The whistleblower organization dumped part three of its Podesta email release today, and this has to be the most jaw-dropping revelation yet. Amen to that. The email sent by Podesta of just April last year contains a discussion of what talking points Hillary should use in framing her candidacy for president in order to get a good head start. I know she has begun to hate everyday Americans, but I think we should use it once the first time she says, I'm running for president, because, you know, everyday Americans need a champion. And it goes on from there. Just like Biden, as bad as he is, I don't think he's a literal, you know, psychopath. I mean, he's bad. He's just a mobster. When he's speaking these battleground states, he goes, I know why you don't like Hillary. I get it. Okay. Does everybody know she stole it from Bernie Sanders? But go ahead and vote for her. She's better than Trump. What have I told you thousands of times the last year in this campaign season? Hillary doesn't want you to be prosperous. She hates you. Donald Trump loves average people and is an average, in-the-street kind of guy. That's what everybody's told me behind the scenes for years. Give me the shirt off his back. If you mess with him, he'll turn on you very, very quickly. That's it. That's all that's going on with Trump. With Hillary, she doesn't give tips. She loves to get little people fired. She doesn't give Christmas presents. She treats everybody around her horribly. And that's the good Hillary, not the missile secrets to China and funding jihadis and all the weirdness. These are bad people. Now, this goes on from here. I've got to move quick. This is bombshell. It goes email after email in here. Just go read it for yourself how much she hates you and your family. You've got David Brock and the White House run Media Matters and the Soros Fund of Media Matters attacking me every day saying, Jones says Hillary hates you and your family. Jones says Hillary has it out to get you. Ha, 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 look, I'm dead on. I've been covering this woman for 21 years. I've interviewed the state police, the mistresses, the rape victims. I know Hillary Clinton. Okay? Let's continue. Clinton campaign, now this is almost as big. It might be bigger. Clinton campaign email outlines effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, just like they live. Sleep, 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 sleep. Put you in a trance state. You think you're part of a winning team, even though Hillary wants to make you poor to control you and end the middle class for pure dominance. Clinton campaign email outlines effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. And then it goes on. A Clinton campaign email released as part of the WikiLeaks data dump earlier today talks about the need to maintain political power by producing an unaware and compliant citizenry, close quote. Producing an unaware and compliant citizenry, close quote. What do we tell you every day? They want you unconscious, kind of halfway, thinking you're, you know, in charge and your lady's going to win. And yeah, we're trendy. And yeah, we're on the winning team. You're on the chump team. You're like somebody at Jim Jones's Guyana compound drinking the grape Kool-Aid or the cherry Kool-Aid when it's full of cyanide. You're like people in cults giving their kids over to be sacrificed. I mean, you're under mind control. I don't have any illusions about Trump being perfect or some of the bad Republicans that are around him and the rest of it. But listen, he isn't out to get us, okay? That could be his campaign. Trump Pence, not out to get you. I mean, that's all. I've never heard of someone this evil about to be president. Just saying. The email was sent to Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, by former Clinton administration official, Bill Ivey, on March 13th, 2016. Folks, this is nothing new. I've read books by the current White House science czar, John P. Holdren. I've read books by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I've read books by Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science. It was written for the State Department, where they say we want a compliant public basically in a trance. So that's what we've got happening here. And it goes on to say in the email, Ivy outlines the panic amongst some Democrats that Donald Trump's celebrity politics persona cannot be matched by Hillary, who is not an entertainer, not a celebrity in the Trump-Kardashian mold. And then it just goes into, as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, he writes. See, they've all conspired to distract you, divert you as a permanent ruling class. That's why you see the State Department spokesperson, and that's why you see the lawyers for the White House on Charlie Rose, which is a, quote, intellectual show on PBS, just for insiders and wannabe insiders to watch, where they celebrate and make fun of everybody and talk about how dumb the underclass is. And go, thank God they believed it when we said we could keep their doctor. In fact, we have a compilation of those videos. We can play them again if you like. Dude, I know you made a long, slick one, and so did McBrain. Can I just have them raw? You know, Gibbs saying, I was told to tell the public there's no drone program years after it publicly exists. Ah, ha, ha. And Gruber saying, thank God the public doesn't pay attention, is dumb. And Charlie Rose, White House lawyers calling us dumb. And the State Department outgoing head saying, thank God we're so evil and horrible. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I mean, it goes on and on. This is what they do. I've been around them. I had the head of the Kissinger Group 8 years ago during breaks saying, Alex, come to New York. Alex, come on. You're one of us. You can, you know, you're already, you know, the leader of people that question or thinking. You're not one of the public. You can't help them. Come up here. And I'm like, no. And he's like, I can't believe this. Well, whatever. Then I'm not going to complete the interview. I go, don't be a coward. Do one more segment. John Herman running the show right now in my ear. He's the guy. He's been on the show. He's talking about it. Heard it all. He's heard top people at the Army and Navy joint, you know, strike laboratories from their war colleges come on during the breaks. And they're like, you'll never defeat our world government, Jones. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we really should record people during the breaks, but I don't do that. I'm so chivalrous, but they're so nasty. I mean, the stuff Harmon's heard over the years is incredible. Behind the scenes, like, you'll never defeat us. Everything else, whoa. I mean, because they're acting nice on the air, and during the break, it's like, to use the Star Wars analogy, where Senator Palpatine's all, hi, everybody. I'm so sweet. Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes, you'll never beat us. The power of the world government is unstoppable. And you're like, whoa. I told you, Gary Johnson was in here, I think it was earlier this year, last year, he was last in studio, and just acting like a lunatic. They're on the brakes going, and I was just like, and you notice if he doesn't like reporters now, he just goes, I don't care if the trolls take that out of context and make fun of me, whatever, I don't care. That makes us bigger. People go, oh, who's this clown? And they come find the real show. I'm showing you what Gary Johnson was doing during the break. I said, well, it was good to see you. He's like, yeah. Like he was a Muppet out of the Dark Crystal. I mean, I don't know. It's like they're possessed by space aliens or something, man. I don't mean that literally, but they don't act like humans. Hillary, Gary Johnson, I mean, I've been around it enough where they'll be acting totally normal and totally nice and then just snap. I mean, I'll build up and get mad sometimes, but they'll just have this little fake face on them and just instantly go from 0 to 100 flipping out. I'm sorry. I've only hit two of the stories. I'm sorry, but how am I supposed to do this? I have probably... I'm not going to exaggerate. This is probably 300 articles today, hundreds of leaks. I don't even know what to say at this point, okay? Yes, he was doing that to me in the studio, what we have on screen. Just total disdain, total delusion. I'm in charge. I'm a god. Everybody I've run into that's super arrogant and thinks they're a god is actually a mental midget. And the Bible talks about a great delusion. That's what it is. These people are already tuned into a virtual reality or something. I don't know what planet they come from, but, man, it isn't Earth. And I mean that as a parable, not literal, New York Times. So here we go. Clinton campaign email outlines effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. By the way, some of these emails came out 2 days ago. More came out today. We already knew this. Should have been caught lying to Congress a bunch. But the reason he said indictable is, and I've got that in the stack, is it's clearly Chelsea, who they're calling a brat, but she's the one going, this is illegal. I'm the head of this, and I have people, I'm paid $6 million a year. I have people telling me, give me access on this $9 billion lawsuit, you know, out of Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, and make this call and shut down this lawsuit. And they're openly telling me, hey, I gave millions of dollars. You're supposed to do this, Chelsea. You know, Bill Clinton told me so. And she's like, I don't want to go to jail. We have all the emails. I was reading them this morning. It's total overload. And guess what? They got those deals they wanted. And they're like, Chelsea's going to make our staff members commit suicide because she's a spoiled brat and isn't doing her job. No, Chelsea's actually has some soul, I think. She's in the earlier emails, you know, saying, I'm really worried. You know, these kids are dying of cholera. We're taking all the money. Dad, Mom, what the hell? Now, you're still living in the $10 million penthouse. You should leave your evil family. You should expose them. There's another Darth Vader analogy, but I'm not going to use this as a Secret Service to show up. I don't think she should literally throw them down the reactor shaft. But if you want to get reprieved, you need to politically throw your parents down the reactor shaft. There's still time, Chelsea. You know, Webster Hubble isn't as evil as Bill. You ought to be proud he's not your daddy. And then it goes on. There's other staffers going, we're really hurting people. What are we doing? They said, shut up. I mean, he goes on and on and on and on. And Hillary blowing up and Hillary flipping out and Hillary calling everyone scum. And but meanwhile, as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Unaware and compliant. That's the name of the game. The unawareness remains strong, but compliance is obviously fading rapidly. This problem demands some serious, strong thinking, and not just poll-driven, demographically inspired messaging. That means race war. That's what's in all the latest emails from Soros is, our plan is to bring in incompatible groups, cause disturbances, and then bring in a strong central government to deal with the problem. And in the same accent, Brzezinski is, I concur with your analysis. Launch operations. $10 million per year, per annum, $100 million per decade. Launch operations. Operation Chaos Directive. I mean, this is beyond a James Bond movie. They all have James Bond villain voices. They all have James Bond villain past. The new James Bond villain that runs Spectre is the Quantum Group. That's the literal name of his criminal organization. And I was told by a former high-level CIA person, a retiree, who won't come on the show anymore. He just says, humanity's lost and won't come on. He told me 50 years ago, because his dad had been high-level CIA, that Spectre was real and that the symbol is a Hydra. See, that's art imitating life, folks, not the other way around. And we're sitting here with Hydra running things, trying to start a war with Russia. Hydra's got operatives in Russia, too, folks. Don't think for a minute. Playing us off against each other. That's what the Rothschilds have always done. And we're living in a real-life comic book nightmare, Armageddon. You know, a new comic book by Marvel, Armageddon. You know, the powerful Lord Soros prepares for global race war and nuclear war. Meanwhile, the public watches football. I mean, I don't need to read comic books, folks. We're in it. And we have all the proof. Our operational directive to keep them in a trance state has been holding, but we're beginning to lose the control. They're coming out of the trance, your lordship. We must launch demographic operations immediately. I concur with your analysis. I mean, it's here. James Bond meetings. Hundreds of them. You've got all concurring with everything. And you see them on the news. You see it. Being, there's been like 50 movies about black people being tortured and killed by evil white people the last 4 or 5 years. Sometimes I go to the movie theater trying to see a movie, and like two of the movies are race war movies. Two of the movies are white people doing evil things to black people to conjure up a race war. I mean, Hollywood has been ordered. This is the season. Launch it. And here it is. We can't hold them. The trance has fallen. They're going to find out about our plan. Their plan is fluoride in the water. John P. Holdren wrote in 1974, the year I was born, for Eco-Science. The major global combines of UNESCO, that we are going to put additives in the water to calm and make the public servile. 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 Okay, I've hit two. I literally have 290-something left. It just goes on and on. And there's more. I mean, this is just two of them. I haven't even covered them properly. People ask why I have so much energy. This is epic, ladies and gentlemen. We have them. We have them now. They are in our political gun sights. Fire at will. You take this. I went and ate this morning at a little liberal diner in East Austin, and I had all the liberals coming over saying, you're right, you're right. Hillary's really scary. She's evil. Well, is Trump okay? And I go, well, he's probably a narcissist like anybody, you know, who's high-powered like that. But I said, look, we know Hillary's pure evil. And I said, you got to get past all the trendiness, and you just got to tell everybody we've got to support Trump. They're like, no, no, everybody's been saying that. You're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, people need to know, man. You think Trump's involved in all this crap? All this subterfuge? He does whatever he wants. There's no subterfuge with Trump. There's no, unless you just straight shoot him. He didn't listen to hardly anybody, but straight shooters.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks, I want to open the phones up and not just hog the airtime. I want to get your response to these WikiLeaks. There's hundreds and hundreds of them. And they can spend this however they want. Daily Caller has it. InfoWars has it. WikiLeaks bombshell. Hillary Clinton hates everyday Americans. The way they're spinning it, though, is she hates to use that term. No, that's what she basically means from my view, but you can interpret it the other way. How about, though, when you get into this email I just mentioned? Clinton campaign email outlines effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Here, let's read this. As I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Okay, this is Ivy, chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, and of course one of the top advisors talking to the Clintons. He writes, as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Remember the New York Times articles where they say we should all work together basically to lie about Trump? You know, that's ethical. It goes on. The unawareness remains strong. Talk about the public. But compliance, that submission, is obviously fading rapidly. This problem demands some serious, serious thinking, and not just poll-driven, demographically inspired messaging. They want racial control. And Soros says it plain out. We're going to bring in Muslims that are incompatible. We're going to have people be put in their groups. We're going to then stir them up to cause a bunch of trouble so that the population then starts disliking them, and now you have divide and conquer. They're creating racism. They're creating resegregation at the high schools and colleges with the minority saying we don't want to be integrated. The opposite of Martin Luther King. A total betrayal of all that, whatever you thought of it. Now look what they're doing, and they're calling it anti-racism as they attack the language, the culture, everything. Looking at Drudge, Assange drones Hillary, releases another 1,000 emails from Podesta. How Podesta's obsessed with UFOs. How Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS, which they've always known that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding it. So is Hillary and Obama and NATO. Boom, that's big news. And it should be translated how Hillary worked Saudi Arabia and ISIS to fund it. I mean, we've always known that. We broke that. Everybody knows it. General Flynn, the head of Defense Intelligence, went public and said it last year. Univision chief urged Clinton to hit harder. Yes, and all the race baiting. CNN Jake Tapper congratulated Podesta. CNBC John Harwood advises TM Paine. And he was a debate moderator. New York Times gave Hillary veto power on quotes. Wow, running the New York Times. That's the real headline. She's the editor-in-chief of the New York Times. Boy. Boston Globe coordinated to max her presence in paper. She was told when to smile. Aide calls Chelsea spoiled brat. Notice she was told when to smile. They have to handle her now. She's degenerated so much mentally. She was an amazing mind. Brazil busted. DNC chief shared CNN town hall questions. Oh, caught rigging the debates, caught rigging the town halls. Yeah, you got actors and actresses too. Boom, caught. Confirmed. Leaked Sanders dirt to hurt him. Directed the media against Sanders. Clinton, we already knew that, but just more proof. Clinton campaign had discussions with DOJ. Oh, how to not go after her. Totally illegal. Their campaign had discussions with the head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch. And Bill Clinton had illegal discussions on an airplane, but it's okay because they're the bosses now. We the bosses. Just as State Department coordinated email release. So as they coordinated the email release, they were coordinating with the DOJ. And it's come out. That's coming up next. It's come out, ladies and gentlemen, that indeed there were illegal emails. There were people asking for favors, saying, hey, I've given money. Now shut down this lawsuit. Give me this deal. Introduce me to the Chinese president. It's all here. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pages. Thousands more emails coming out every day. Individual emails sometimes are 20 pages long. We're trying to go through it all here. This is mind-blowing. 800-259-9231. Again, game changer. New WikiLeaks confirms Hillary deliberately criminally deleted emails. That is broken down on InfoWars.com. Hillary in linked emails. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, funding ISIS. Just mentioned that, but there it is. There's another weird one. Hillary Clinton literally croaks like a frog. That's coming up later. Now, let's get into some of these other WikiLeaks. Man, I tell you, this is just blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind that things have gotten this crazy in this country. And as you just look at these unfolding, it makes the head spin. I mean, how much more has to come out until she gets in trouble? She can't get in trouble. They've got the FBI director that used to do their taxes and from their law firm. They've got Loretta Lynch, literally their minion. They've got a judge they appointed, Obama appointed, with these reportedly made-up child rape, teenager rape stories on Trump from 22 years ago. They have got their people in every major agency. And they're saying, Jay Johnson, all of them, are openly coming out now with Loretta Lynch saying, we're going to start censoring talk, radio, the internet, the Federal Elections Commission, the FCC, there are board members on both of them that are not globalists, and they're saying, they're openly saying they're going to start shutting everybody down. And as soon as Hillary gets in, she said the alt-right does not have a right to exist. And folks, are you stupid out there? If there was a Republican and he said, Michael Moore doesn't have a right to exist, I would say that's wrong. As much as I disagree with Michael Moore on many issues, he has a First Amendment right, and this president needs to be impeached if he makes any moves towards free speech. I mean, I would 100%. The so-called left, the fascist left, praised Dinesh D'Souza, who got four friends to give a few $1,000 and didn't fill out the right PAC information, and he was sent to prison. And Hillary can get money from the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians totally illegally, and it's just fine. They celebrate that. They call him a crook. They say he deserves it, blah, blah, blah. I've read these different federal election rules. They're impossible to follow. It's all selectively enforced. And that's what they've set us up in. The essence of tyranny is when it's selective enforcement. There's laws making everything illegal, except they don't follow the laws or they get waivers. Just like Obamacare. Thousands of big companies were given Obamacare waivers. They don't have to get Obamacare. They can keep their employees at minimum wage and not do it. But then everybody else does, and guess what they do? They downsize or shut down. That's fine, because the other part of the economy that's exempt, it grows. That's what this is. That's what's unfolding here. And you've got David Brock openly run by the White House and run by the Clinton campaign in these super PACs giving money to himself as a pass-through. And they say that's illegal. But hey, so what? He doesn't go to jail. Because he's got fake Einstein hair. And as long as you're with the Democrats and have fake Einstein hair and act like you're intellectual, everything's okay. Now let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. 800-259-9231. I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to. And then we're going to start going to your phone calls. But here's some of the other news I haven't gotten to. Jerry Falwell Jr. said this yesterday. Thinks the GOP establishment leaked the Trump tape. It might even have been a conspiracy. Well, I know this, and Trump knew it was too sophisticated, because quite frankly, the public's dumbed down. On average, he didn't go there. It's highly edited. He's being led on in discussions. I've had people do this to me and try to edit it, and a few times even kind of halfway try to blackmail. It's like, oh, we got this tape of you saying this. I'm like, yeah, that's clearly edited. Go ahead and release it. And, of course, it never gets released, because it's edited. It's all mixed together. You listen to it clearly. He's talking about she's married. And when he found that out, then he, you know, oh, then she's married. So, oh, you can tell they cut there. He's like, yeah, they'll let you do anything. He means like they're up in his face on him, and then he can grab them. It's crude. It's not good. But compared to Bill Clinton, it's nothing. He apologized. The point is, do they get in trouble for anything? No. The public's told to selectively only get upset about this in mind control. So Jerry Falwell Jr., this GOP establishment, leaked the Trump tape. Absolutely. You know why the some of the decent folks that are left from the Christian right are finally woken up to how evil the Republican establishment is? And they realize that Trump's got a lot of really good patriots like General Flynn and others around him that are advising him, who really do want to try to fix this country and aren't out to wreck the nation. Continuing. This came out today. Did Paul Ryan's top advisor leak the Trump tape? And then it goes on to people connected, high-level media, saying, no, indeed, that is the source of it. Was the infamous Trump tape, in which the Republican candidate, well, yeah, it came from the Bushes, made lewd remarks about women, leaked by Dan Sr., Paul Ryan's top advisor? That's the story swirling around the internet after Sr.'s wife, former NBC reporter Campbell Brown, appeared to confirm the claim. Brown quoted a tweet and said, rumblings that Campbell Brown and Dan Senior, were behind the Trump tape leak, and then replied, yep, still having fun after all these years, key to a happy marriage. He himself later denied the claims. So there you go. Point is it's all a dirty trick, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing. But here's the most important part I'm getting to in just one moment. I even have friends and family that I know are smart on most occasions who just get into the mind control, and they go, but the New York Times says Hillary's winning in early voting. And then you read the article, and it's not even true. They just say it in the headline. I mean, they were the ones saying 94% chance of winning in our algorithm. Now it's 87. It's there to create the perception. I mean, CNN admits that they sample 46% Democrats to 22% Republicans in one. Another, was it 42 to like 27? I mean, they're basically double sampling Democrats and then saying Hillary wins by 15 points. Well, of course, if you've got basically double the Democrats in the sample, she's going to win. But if you actually do the math, what that poll tells you is Trump's 10, 15 points ahead. And that's why they're in abject total panic mode. I read that email earlier by one of their top campaign advisors saying, we've kept the public in a trance. We've kept them in the dark. But they're starting to break out of it. And we've got to do something here. They know you're breaking out. People are seeing through the facade. Because it was Hillary's turn. And she's this half-living, obviously corrupt and evil person that represents the establishment, and they're so arrogant they try to sell us something old. And people know the economy's in trouble. They know they say it's the greatest economy ever. That's what Obama said last year. That's a lie. They know all this. They know, and they're learning more, and the establishment's panicking. So what are they going to pull? Election fraud. And all they've got to do is convince you that it's not happening and have some scandal that, well, after the big scandal, you know, Hillary won. They're just convincing you to believe it now. I'm on the streets of Austin, Texas, which is like San Francisco of Texas in many areas. And almost every liberal I talk to is awake and really concerned and upset about what's happening and says, yeah, Hillary really freaks me out. She stole it from Bernie Sanders and now all this. But Trump's racist. They'll actually say, but you know, he did say all Mexicans are rapists, and he didn't ever say that. It's crazy. And I'll pull the clip up and show them. They go, oh, I guess he didn't say that. They just don't want to vote for a racist because that's their identity, that they're not a racist. It's all mind control. So I'll get to that here in just a second. We are going to be ending a special today that is 23% off DNA Force, that Insidine at Midnight. It's our flagship product. BioPQQ, CoQ10. It's got a bunch of other compounds that help you absorb it. Look at what BioPQQ does. And this is the true life-based system. It's not synthetic. And it's amazing. It has 175 clinical studies, extremely hard to secure. It has the same amount, the BioPQQ serving in each pill, of four giant, I guess it's bushels, it calculates out to like 50 cartons of blueberries. Just do the math yourself, research it. DNA Force, it supports the broadcast. Thank you for all your support. We have an amazing formula of antioxidant systems that are all fused in to DNA Force. We also have the Biome Defense probiotic. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com, and we have it in regular strength and extra strength. Again, that's Biome Defense, 25 billion live and active cultures, supports healthy flora, 23 probiotic strains, or the 50 billion live and active cultures, 23 different strains. And so one is half the price of the other for whoever's on a budget. But I tell you, gut flora is so key. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions. We can tell you about different specials we have, 888-253-3139. Even if you want to order online, or have us help you walk through it online, you know, you can call. We have a great crew over there. They're really standing by until about 6 o'clock every night, and then it rolls over to a great answering service of operators we've had for 20 years that do a great job as well, but not as good as our folks that are in-house, obviously. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Biome Defense, probiotic, DNA Force, and a bunch of other products. You can sign up and get auto shipping at 10% off additionally on the type of things you want to reorder, whether it's vitamin mineral fusion, or whether it's super male or super female vitality. All of it funds this operation, 888-253-3139. And listen, we make mistakes. We jump the gun. We get things wrong maybe 2% of the time, 3% of the time. Sometimes worse when we're doing 24-hour broadcasts or whatever. But we're trying to tell the truth. We have a good grasp of history. We have an amazing spectrum of guests, dedicated investigative journalists, And we're one of the main clearinghouses now of leaks and video and information that exposes the New World Order. And we're not just letting the globalists bring this stuff out and then demonize America to bring us down and bring in global government. We're exposing it's an outside force. We're partially guilty, all of us, for going along with it. But we're pointing out, though, that America has been swallowed and been captive and is being used as a power slave, basically, to take over the world. And I'm saying not in our name. So I want peace. I want justice. I don't want to fight with the Muslims. I want the radical Orthodox Wahhabists to be dealt with. Most Muslims don't want to live under the slavery. Most Muslims, I know, actually agree there should be a reformation. But I want to defend the unborn. I want to promote sovereignty. I want to promote private property. I just want prosperity and justice, just like you do. And we're coming together, and InfoWars is a major platform of that. So you're not just getting some of the best products out there at amazing prices. You are supporting the tip of the spear. Everybody says the tip of the spear, and I wish they were. We are. It's a very dangerous position. We need to be sharpened. We need to be supported. We need to be prayed for, and thank you. I know you're doing that. We have providence. Also, the Hillary for President shirt in 27 days. I'm not going to sell it anymore. That's it. We have a limited edition Gadsden Lock Her Up shirt. We're doing one run of Made in America. Very high quality, very soft fabric. Feels so good. It's my favorite type of shirt to work out in. We have the Molon Labe shirts and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And your funding is what makes it all possible. All right. I've got the fraud on the poll side, then your calls straight ahead, then a bunch of special guests, and big surprises tomorrow in studio. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spills, air pressure, never at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, grown organically. America made just for you. Food stores don't have to eat. Yum!
About 1/20th of the news. And I'm not kidding. I mean, it gets crazier from there on out. There are so many people confronting the Clintons. Hillary said she wouldn't be on the campaign trail for 20 days. She's now suddenly emerged. First time she emerges, a guy is in the stands behind her, takes off his shirt. He's a black American. And he's got the Hillary for Freudian slip, Hillary for prison. He has the Bill Clinton rape shirt on. And then he walks down behind her, and they take him out because he's not doing a good job in the photo op. And, man, I tell you, he gets $5,000 just for the courage of doing this, being in that proximity. And he didn't really get Hillary's a rapist out because they drug him away. But he definitely shook them up big time. And we're going to end up paying out, it looks like, the whole $100,000 on this. I'm going to get this gentleman on the show. StopRape@Infowars.com. Send us your info. I'm going to get everybody on this show or the Nightly News. It's amazing what we've been learning from these folks. And listen, the reason we're doing this is she has covered up for Bill Clinton's rapes. She has covered up for pedophiles. And Joy Behar of The View, she got up there yesterday and said that, well, these women are tramps. One of these women that was on the stage that she's talking about in the full clip was 12 years old and was almost beaten to death and was in a coma. Other women had witnesses, they were bleeding. And I mean, Bill Clinton's known for this. And I just cannot believe what Democratic Party operatives they were. When I went on Joy Behar's show on CNN, after I'd been on The View, that same morning, she said, come over and be on my show. She was so thinking I was a Democrat that, and I don't find her that attractive. She's an older lady, but I mean, the sex appeal in the room with her before we taped the show was just like, oh, wow. I mean, it was actually very alluring. Even though I didn't find her physically attractive, it was just pouring the female, oh, I really like what you're doing. It's so sexy. Oh, we're about to take this. Oh, what are you doing later? I mean, it was like, and then I see her up there calling these women these names. I don't even dislike Joy Behar just because she was so inviting. Even though I disagree with her politics, she came off as so nice. And then she's so nasty to these women. It's just despicable. It makes me hate her. And the reason I tell that story is she was very, let's just say, had a lot of hospitality. And that's all that happened. But she was pouring it out at me because she thought I hated the Bushes because I went on TV and talked about 9/11 being an inside job. That's the globalists. That's the Saudis. That's the criminal groups the Clintons are involved with as well. But that's just how party-driven they are. To give you an idea, that I've been at dinners with like the biggest Hollywood people there were, all because I put out these films that were pro-gun, anti-New World Order, but because they talk bad about the globalists and the Bushes, they'd sit there at parties and watch them in Hollywood and pat me on the back just because I was attacking the Bushes. Obliquely. Again, why I'm saying this is, not to name drop stories, these people are in a cult. If Donald Trump starts going sideways doing a bunch of bad stuff, I'll come after him in 2 seconds. I mean, I'm not in some cult of Donald Trump or the Republican Party. I hate the Republican Party. The Republican Party establishment is totally after them. Here's a shorter clip we're going to break of Behar yesterday. Very, very shameful. Here it is.
That's why when he brought up these allegations, I wonder if she missed the opportunity to address it in a way that the public would understand that that's just not how you behave.
Well, see, the big issue.
I would like to apologize to those tramps that have slept with my husband. Maybe she could have said that.
So when we come back, we do have the audio of Hillary calling for an intervention and for them to stop the guy with the red shirt.
With only 27 days left until the election, we have entered the final stretch.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.